Good morning. This is Birdie reading the commercial news for Thursday, September 24th, 2020. Kickapoo Bike Trail Boosts Tourism by Jennifer Bailey. Oakwood. The addition of another mountain bike trail at Kickapoo State Park and more miles of trails planned in the next couple of years means even more impact on local tourism. It's truly going to be a destination for the Midwest, said Steve Fox, president of the Kickapoo Mountain Bike Club. Just a few years ago, there were 10 miles of mountain bike trails at the state park. Volunteers recently completed Trail 10, a 5-mile loop, and added, with all sections of other trails, there are now about 25 miles of bike trails. Fox said volunteers will continue to build trails to reach more than 40 miles of trails. Once that occurs, people will stay overnight in the area to ride all the trails. Bikers can ride 20 to 25 miles pretty comfortably in a day, he said. It really starts to affect the local economy, he said, about those staying overnight. He said mountain bikers already travel from all over Indiana, Illinois, and other neighboring states to the trails. It's not unusual to see license plates from several states around the trails, Fox said. People riding the newest trail might not even think they're in Illinois. It's more advanced, a lot more climbing and descending, Fox said of Trail 10. On Saturday, there's a ride and also an appreciation dinner for club volunteers who worked on the trail. We didn't want to do it this year, Fox said, about building the new trail. Fox said it was scheduled for next year, but due to the coronavirus pandemic canceling races, they went ahead with it this year. We decided to push forward an IDNR, Illinois Department of Natural Resources, got the route approved, he added. The club also had people available to be machine operators. It's unbelievable, Fox said, of the trail usage so far. It's about 3,000 users a month right now. The Kickapoo Mountain Bike Club is a nonprofit volunteer organization that builds, maintains, and advocates for mountain bike trails in Kickapoo State Park. It formed in 1993 after a demand for mountain bike trails at the park and a lack of state funding. Park leaders have allowed volunteers to build and maintain trails on more than 1,000 acres of land in the state park. The club has had about 200 paid members, with about 100 of them having hands-on in part of making Trail 10. Club members have already been riding and enjoying the newest trails. Fox said they're proud they haven't used any taxpayer dollars to develop any of the trails. For more information about the club, events, and to donate, visit its Facebook page or website at https://www.kickapoomountainbike.com. The Perfect Spot, New Ice Cream Shop Fills Downtown Spot by Jennifer Bailey, Danville. Keeping a business afloat during the coronavirus pandemic is hard enough challenge for many business owners. Dale and Mary Jo Gentrup opened a new ice cream shop in downtown Danville during the pandemic. Having to forego indoor seating and other conveniences often taken for granted. Mary Jo said they are looking forward to when they can get to normal operations. Laney's Ice Cream opened August 13th at 57 North Vermilion Street in the portion facing Vermilion Street off of the former Bratland's prescription shop. The ice cream shop is named after the Gentrup's 20-year-old daughter. The Gentrup's also have two sons. Dale, who owns multiple businesses in downtown Danville, along with his father, Ken, who co-owns Glory Days Antiques and Uniques, said the building is more than 100 years old. He said when he purchased the building with the intention of it being rented out, he thought the front looked like it'd be a perfect spot for an ice cream shop downtown. The rest of the building is being used for Crafty Girls Boutique. Renovations included Lainey and her parents painting walls bright colors and adding a colorful menu to also brighten the space. Older building features are exposed to customers, including a brick wall and a metal ceiling. The entire space was renovated or painted, Dale said. When entering, customers can see a wide variety of items for sale, including about 15 flavors of ice cream. They serve hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream. Soft-serve flavors are vanilla and Dole Whip, Mary Jo said, which is like the pineapple treat from Disney theme parks. Dole Whip is pretty popular, she said. Mary Jo said their seasonal flavors for hand-dipped ice creams are apple crisp and pumpkin pie. She said they plan to have another seasonal and holiday treats such as at Christmas and at Valentine's Day. They also have sundaes, shakes, chillers, which mix candies and other goodies, and soft drinks. A new item is root beer floats. The Gentrips said they plan to be open all year, but that will be based on their customers. As long as we have business, Mary Jo said. The Gentrips already have had a lot of positive feedback from customers, including those who work downtown and are glad to see a new business in a district, especially selling ice cream. In addition to Lainey working on some weekends and Dale and Mary Jo, they also have a few other employees who are college and high school students. Lainey is a junior at Indiana State University in Terre Haute, Indiana. Hours for business are 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, noon to 9 p.m. on Friday, and 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday. The shop is closed on Sunday. Evil Dead Returns Next Week by Jennifer Bailey, Oakwood. Halloween events next month may be altered due to the coronavirus pandemic. But the second year for the Dark Horse Theater Company's Evil Dead, the musical, will be happening. Show dates are 7 p.m. October 1st and 2nd and 8 p.m. October 3rd at the Pavilion in Kickapoo State Park. Tickets are $30 for Splash Zone and $20 for normal seating. Message the Dark Horse Facebook page to reserve seats, or walk-up seats could be available the night of the performance if not sold out. Evil Dead the Musical is a cult classic romp of pop culture against evil spirits bent on destroying the world. It takes from all three Evil Dead movies into one. Campy, hilarious show, said Barbara Walling, director and Dark Horse president. She said since the production is outside, they are able to do it again this year. Walling also directed the musical last year. It was fun, she said. Last year, they could seat about 75 people. With the pandemic and regulations, they are limited to 50 seats. Those in the Splash Zone will be splattered and get a free t-shirt. We have been rehearsing and in masks and taking all the precautions, Walling said. This year's cast has some new people who also serve and also several returning from last year, with some in different roles. The cast includes Richard Lee Bridgman as Ash, Mandy McCool as Cheryl, Jerry Strain as Scotty, Kelly Carlton as Linda, Terry Sturtevant as Shelley, Evan Meneses Sanchez as Annie, Jaron West as Ed, and Aaron Martin as Jake. Conservation District offers fall activities. Staff report. The Vermilion County Conservation District is offering an herb garden walk this weekend and guided hikes during October. Each event will have a limited number of participants and require pre-registration. Mini herb garden walk, 1 to 3 p.m. Sunday, September 27th. Want to learn more about cooking with herbs from local experts? The Vermilion County Conservation District will host a mini herb garden walk at the Bunker Hill Historic Area, Kennecuck County Park. Visitors will be invited to tour the garden and pick up recipes stationed near the herbs used in each particular recipe. Representatives from the Vermilion County Master Gardeners Group that tend the garden will be on hand to answer questions. Guests may bring clippers and a baggie to harvest herbs for the recipes. This walk is pre-registration only and will be limited to a small number of guests. Properly worn face masks are required by all who attend, and social distancing will be observed. To register for the walk, call 217-662-2142, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Full Moon Hike, 6 p.m., Thursday, October 1st. Come out and explore the outdoors at Kennecuck as the sun sets and the full moon rises. We will listen for nocturnal animals as we learn about their adaptations for living in the dark. Participants will meet at the Kennecuck Environmental Education Center. We will hike approximately 1 mile on a paved road, gravel road, and a short forest trail. This event is open to all ages, but children under the age of 18 need to be accompanied by an adult. Pre-registration is required. No walk-up or same-day registration will be allowed. Registration is limited to 15 people, and properly worn face masks are required. The fee is $5 a person. Visit the website to register. Fall Color Forest Exploration Hike, 10 a.m. Saturday, October 17th, 2020. Why do leaves change color? How do animals prepare for the fall and winter? Join us as we take a 1 mile guided hike on Lookout Point Trail, Kennecuck County Park, and learn about why leaves change color and how animals and plants prepare for the winter. We will allow you to find wildlife and interesting plants along the way. This event is open to all ages, but children under the age of 18 need to be accompanied by an adult. Pre-registration is required. No walk-up or same-day registration will be allowed. Registration is limited to 15 people, and properly worn face masks will be required. The fee is $5. Per person. Visit https://www.evenbright.com to register. Pioneer and Native American Hike, 1:30 p.m., Sunday, October 25th. Learn about the plants and animals that were important to the people that inhabited this land, long before us. Come out and walk the 1 mile Willow Creek Trail with our program staff and learn about the plants and animals that were important to the people that inhabited this land long before us. We will meet at the Gannett Education Center parking lot to begin hiking Willow Creek Trail. This event is open to all ages, but children under the age of 18 need to be accompanied by an adult. Pre-registration is required. No walk-up or same-day registration will be allowed. Registration is limited to 15 people, and properly worn face masks will be required. The fee is $5 per person. visit https://www.evenbright.com to register. Refunds will only be given if the VCCD cancels an event. And now the obituaries for September 24th. Donald Joe Bennett Sr., Tilton. Donald Joe Bennett Sr., 96, passed away on Saturday, September 19th at VA Indiana Healthcare in Danville, Illinois, surrounded by his children and grandchildren. A celebration of life service will be held at 12 p.m. on Thursday, September 24th, 2020, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, Illinois, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville. Graveside committal with military honors will take place at Sunset Memorial Park. Memorial donations may be made in Donald's name to Union Corner Methodist Church. Daryl W. Myers. Daryl W. Myers was called home September 19th at 3:59 p.m., surrounded by his family. Daryl will be laid to rest at the VA National Cemetery in Danville. Davis Busby Catlin American Legion will perform full military honors. Visitation will be Wednesday, September 23rd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Oakwood, Illinois. Due to the pandemic, Daryl's funeral service will be private with Pastor Kevin Cox presiding. Corabelle Todd. Corabelle Todd, 94, of Danville, passed away on Thursday, September 17th, 2020. Corabelle has been laid to rest in Johnson Cemetery in Danville. Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville has been entrusted in making arrangements. Memorial donations may be made in Corabelle's name to John Hagee Ministries. Alma Jane Lovett. Alma Jane Lovett, 93, of Danville, passed away on Friday, September 18, 2020. A celebration of Jane's life will take place at 11 a.m. Saturday, September 26, 2020, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, Illinois. Visitation will take place prior to the service from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Alma will be laid to rest at Oak Hill Cemetery in Danville. Deborah Debbie K. Prewitt. Deborah Debbie K. Prewitt, 69, of Lafayette, Indiana, died unexpectedly on Saturday afternoon, September 19, 2020, at IU Arnett Hospital. A service will be held on Saturday, September 26, 2020, at First Christian Church, 329 North 6th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, at 1 p.m. Visitation will be held prior to the service from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at First Christian Church. Burial will follow in Meadowview Cemetery, Lafayette. You can watch the live stream of Debbie's funeral at fccla.org on the homepage. Due to COVID, please practice social distancing and wear your mask. Community briefs. Railroad crossing work to close roads. The City of Danville announces that CSX Railroad has informed the city it will temporarily close the roadway crossing at Hazel and Chandler Streets for construction maintenance of their tracks. The closure will begin on Monday, September 28th, and is anticipated to reopen by Friday, October 2nd. Motorists should be cautious around the work zone and choose an alternate route. Detour signage will be placed during the closures. For more information, contact Assistant City Engineer Eric Childress at 217-431-2259. Ride for Wreaths set for Saturday. Rick's Ride for Wreaths is scheduled for 10 a.m. Saturday in Vermilion County. Motorcyclists and all other vehicles are invited to participate. Participants can begin registering in the parking lot of Danville Area Community College at 8 a.m. Cost is $15. All proceeds go to Wreaths Across America, Danville National Cemetery. The ride will go throughout Vermilion County, starting out at DACC and then on to Hoopston to the memorial area of the fairgrounds. There will be visits to other memorial tribute statues throughout the county, ending at Otto Newland's Gun Range in Georgetown for lunch. Rossville, flu clinic scheduled. A drive-through flu clinic has been scheduled in Rossville. Roll down your windows, roll up your sleeve. The clinic is set for 9 to 11 a.m. Friday, October 9th, 2020, at the Cunningham Children's Home and Mustard Seed Daycare parking lot. Vetersburg, Indiana. Open house to celebrate Family History Month. The Fountain County, Indiana Genealogy Society will conduct an open house on October 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. to celebrate Family History Month. Free family research charts and aids will be offered. Research guides, local school yearbooks, local history books, and more will be available for a donation. Library Officials Look at Used Book Sale Options by Jennifer Bailey, Danville. COVID restrictions have impeded efforts for the Danville Public Library Foundation to have a book sale during the past months and near future. However, an ad hoc committee is scouting locations for a more permanent used bookstore location, according to library officials. 2 years ago, the Danville Public Library made space for the foundation to offer more books for sale year-round. The Little Nook Bookstore has been located adjacent to the stairwell leading to the second floor of the library. The Little Nook Bookstore features the best of the donated books at bargain prices. It offers gently used fiction and nonfiction books, including children's books, biographies, bestsellers, cookbooks, romance and science fiction titles, just to name a few. Proceeds of the bookstore help fund programs and activities at the library. In other library announcements, starting October 1st, Danville Public Library officially becomes fine-free and will no longer charge late fees on materials such as books and DVDs. The library suspended late fines and other fees during the first few months of the pandemic. The Library Board of Trustees passed a revision to the library's fees and fines policy at the September meeting, officially removing late fees for most library materials going forward. Libraries across the country have stopped the practice of collecting late fines over the past few years. The American Library Association passed a resolution in 2019 that recognized late fines are a barrier to service and a detractor rather than a motivator for patrons to return books or sign up for a library card. Library Executive Director Jennifer Hess appreciates the Library Board's support on this policy change. It is important always, but especially now, for the community to have access to the public library, I hope that anyone in the community who has been reluctant to sign up for a card in the past for fear of accruing late fines will take this opportunity to do so, she said in a press release. While most items will no longer accrue a daily late fine, any item that is lost, never returned, or returned damaged will be charged to the patron's account. The library's loanable Kindles will still accrue a $5 per day late fine. Other fees, including copy and print charges, will resume on October 1st. These fees have been waived since March. A full list of fees may be found on the library's website. The board also approved an increased charge for genealogy and archive requests. Hess said the fee has been at $5, and that included postage and copy fees. It's been changed to the first 30 minutes of research will be free. Any request that requires a longer amount of staff time will be charged $10 per hour. This fee includes the cost of photocopies and mailing requested materials. According to Hess, a simpler request may take 30 minutes or less, and there will be no charge. An example may be finding an obituary on microfilm. A more in-depth request may take longer than 30 minutes and incur fees. An example of that could be 10 obituaries over multiple years. If such a request took 2.5 hours, the staff research time, the library would charge $20. The Danville Public Library is located at 319 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Library hours are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. The library's website is www.danvillepubliclibrary.org. State-regulated utilities extend shutoff moratorium to winter 2021. Capital City News, Springfield. Several state-regulated utilities have voluntarily extended a moratorium on disconnections into next year after requests from the Illinois Commerce Commission. In a Tuesday news release, the ICC announced that Nicor Gas and Liberty Utilities have agreed to halt shutoffs due to missed or late payments for all residential customers until March 31, 2021. Ameren Illinois, Aqua Illinois, Illinois American Water, Commonwealth Edison, Peoples Gas, North Shore Gas and Utility Services of Illinois have agreed to delay disconnections to the same date for residential customers who qualify for low-income house energy assistance program and those financially impacted by COVID-19. Mid-America has extended its moratorium on shutoffs for LIHEAP qualified residential customers until March 31, 2021 as well, and is considering other options according to ICC. To qualify for LIHEAP, residential customers' combined household income for the 30 days prior to submitting an application must be at or below 200% of the federal poverty level for their family size. A spokesman for ICC said it is strongly encouraging all residential customers of the participating utilities to call their utility to check their eligibility. The application period runs from July of this year to June 30th, 2021, or until funding is set for the program is exhausted. According to the ICC release, residential customers who have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic and cannot pay their bills do not need to fill out any forms or provide paperwork. They just need to make a phone call and verbalize their situation to receive a delay on shutoff of their state-regulated utility in participating in COVID-19 moratoriums. This is Birdie signing off. for Thursday, September 24th, 2020, reading the commercial news. Have a great day.